Task 3. You will hear several people talking. After each extract, write the option that best summarizes what you hear. You will hear the extracts just once. Extract 0 is an example. Now read the sentences. Extract 0.
Keeping track of a patient's vital signs is all cables, sticky pads and monitors. Now scientists believe they have a solution thinner than a human hair. The electronic parts are built out of small, flexible, snake-like components. The sensor is mounted onto a water-soluble sheet of plastic, so it is attached to the body by brushing with water, just like a temporary tattoo. In the study, the tattoo was used to measure electrical activity in the leg, heart and brain. Researchers found it gave similar results to conventional methods, but they say it is less distressing for patients. They are working on monitors for premature babies, who they argue would really benefit from smaller sensors.
Extract number 1.
This is the sound of a hostile piranha. A team from the University of Liège recorded it using an underwater microphone in a fish tank, filming the fish at the same time so they could work out what the sounds meant. Usually the piranhas swam silently and peacefully, but whenever there was conflict, there was noise. Piranhas would bark aggressively at a rival to scare it off and avoid a fight. A fish that chased another would croak softly, and if a fight started, the piranhas snapped at each other, making a drum-like beat. The scientists hope to understand more about how marine animals communicate using sound, and even how noise pollution affects the life in our oceans.
Extract number 2.
Rodents have been slowly evolving resistance to pesticides since they were first used in the 1950s, but scientists now say that German and Spanish house mice have found a rapid method of overcoming the threat by crossbreeding with desert-dwelling Algerian mice, an entirely distinct species. Normally this type of interbreeding produces sterile offspring, but this time some fertile female hybrids survived, and as a result the majority of mice in Spain and a growing number in Germany now have genetic protection against poison. Scientists say that increased human travel and population growth are responsible. They are concerned that similar pressures could produce new generations of resistant rats as well.
Extract number 3.
Zebra finches sing to and preen their mates. It's a noisy but intimate performance that strengthens their lifelong bond. And to study the relationships of these intensely social and vocal birds, the University of California team raised captive finches in all-male or all-female groups. They found that birds raised in this way would often form same-sex pairs, and these pairs bonded, nuzzling and nest-sharing, just like mates of the opposite sex. When the researchers introduced new females to the groups of paired-up males, the male finches ignored them completely and continued to interact with their mates. The findings suggest that even in birds, the drive to find a mate is far more complicated than simply fulfilling a need to reproduce.
Extract number 4.
Scientists in the United States have succeeded in decoding the brain waves of patients undergoing brain surgery, enabling them to hear words the patients were thinking. The research could lead to the development of implants that are able to replay the internal monologues of patients locked in a coma.
The team attached electrodes to a part of the brain called the superior temporal gyrus, which deals in high-level language processing. They recorded the chaos of electrical signals as patients listened to spoken words and sentences. Careful analysis, along with the help of a computer model, helped the team then decode the signals obtained when the patients simply thought of a word.
Extract number 5.
Scientists in California carried out experiments on cells from the northern white rhino, whose worldwide population has dropped to just 7.
Researchers took skin cells from the animals and used them to make stem cells, which can in turn form different kinds of bodily cell. Writing in the journal Nature Methods, they suggest turning the stem cells into eggs and sperm. These could be used to make test tube embryos that could be raised inside a surrogate mother from a related species. Other research groups are pursuing cloning as a last-gasp conservation tool, but it hasn't been very successful. Stem cells could prove a better alternative. The Californian group has also made stem cells from the skin of a threatened West African monkey and plans to do the same thing with 10 more endangered species.
Extract number 6.
If it's true, it would turn a century of physics completely on its head. Thousands of experiments up to now have never seen a particle break a rule first set out by Albert Einstein in his special theory of relativity, that nothing goes faster than light, 186,000 miles per second. But researchers at CERN have been firing beams of subatomic particles toward an Italian underground lab 450 miles away. The particles seem to show up just a tiny fraction of a second faster than light would, and they've done it more than 15,000 times. The researchers themselves don't know if it's true, so they're publishing their result in a public forum in the hope that other scientists might find where the team has gone wrong. Or just maybe they're right and have changed physics forever.
Extract number 7.
All adult male koalas bellow like this during mating season, attracting females and intimidating their rivals. The international team wanted to know how such a small animal made such a big sound. They took detailed scans of a male koala, which revealed that the sound-producing cavity in the marsupial's throat was unusually long. Just like a large musical instrument, this tube-like structure helps produce the low, grumbling bellow that makes a koala sound much larger than it actually is. By studying the evolution of male animals with booming voices, the scientists hope to uncover the reasons why male and female humans evolved voices that sound so different from each other.
Extract number 8.
The sun's output waxes and wanes over a regular 11-year cycle. Over the last few years, it's become clear that across this cycle, the amount of ultraviolet radiation coming from the sun varies much more than had been thought. Now, a scientific team led from the UK Met Office shows how these ultraviolet variations change winter weather.
The last few winters have seen cold weather in northern Europe and the US, but unusually warm conditions in southern Europe and the Arctic. The team shows how this pattern was probably caused by the low amount of ultraviolet coming from a relatively weak sun.
This is the end of Task 3 and the end of the listening test.